Good evening, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall. We've got a Highway 14 East construction update from project manager Brad Schultz. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and their contractors will begin permanent concrete paving operations tomorrow at the Bowman Drive intersection. Mainline paving of the eastbound lanes will continue east to the County O intersection, with the anticipation of completing mainline paving operations by Saturday, August 29th. All newly installed concrete will need 3 to 4 days of cure time for the new concrete pavement to achieve its desired strength. All intersections and driveways will be opened as soon as the new concrete meets its strength specifications and is ready for traffic. Business access will remain open to all businesses within the work zone, with either a shared driveway with neighboring businesses or a partial driveway constructed in halves. Everyone working on the project appreciates your cooperation and understanding during these inconvenient times, as it will lead to a long-lasting project everyone in the community can be proud of. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office, led by Sheriff Roy Torgerson, handled a wide array of incidents during the week ending August 22nd, ranging from traffic-related medical emergencies to disorderly conduct and arrests for firearms violations. The week began with a unique call when deputies assisted a resident on Morningstar Road in the town of Union, where a large herd of sheep was reported to be damaging crops. That same day, law enforcement investigated a trespassing report from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway in Genoa, where individuals were seen fishing from the tracks, though they had departed before deputies arrived. Midweek activities were marked by a high-stakes traffic stop and a hit-and-run investigation involving a horse-drawn buggy. On August 18th, deputies and Viroqua police intercepted a motorist on U.S. Highway 14 after reports of erratic driving in Reedstown. The driver was found to be suffering from a medical event and was promptly transported for care. Later that day, authorities investigated a collision in the town of Greenwood between a brown vehicle and a buggy. While the buggy was properly equipped with safety lights and signs, it was struck after the horse became spooked. The driver of the vehicle fled the scene, and the investigation remains ongoing. The latter half of the week saw several arrests and responses to community disturbances. In Viola, deputies addressed a group of teenagers tampering with apartment doors on Go Macro Way, while in Reedstown, a male suspect reportedly disrupted a public meeting before fleeing. Criminal investigations were also launched in the town of Kickapoo following a reported burglary at a business on Riley Road. The week concluded with significant enforcement actions, including the arrest of a woman on Spring Coulee Road for operating a firearm while intoxicated, and a domestic incident on Monroe Street in Westby that resulted in a male suspect being taken into custody for battery and disorderly conduct. The Richland Center Planning Commission is scheduled to meet Wednesday, August 26th at 5:30 p.m. in the Municipal Building Council Room to address new business and review recent administrative reports. The primary agenda item for this session is the request from Schreiber Foods for a conditional use permit at 920 Sextonville Road, intended to authorize dairy product processing and support planned infrastructure improvements, including whey silo additions and a new intake bay. This request follows the Commission's recent actions in July, where members finalized recommendations regarding the conveyance of 929 West Seminary Street to Lydia's House Ministries and the proposed ordinance amendment for electronic message center signs on public property. Additionally, the Commission will review the Zoning Administrator's report for July, which details a busy period of permit activity and project inquiries. The Richland School District Board of Education will hold its next regular meeting Wednesday, August 26th at 7 p.m. The session is scheduled to take place in the Richland Center High School IMC. The agenda includes the approval of minutes from the July 22nd meeting, followed by financial items such as the business officials report and the statement of cash and invoices. The board will then move to consent agenda items, which feature several personnel actions, including the hiring and resignation of a second grade teacher and changes to special education staffing. Other consent items cover contract agreements, a memorandum of understanding with Richland County regarding campus gymnasium use, RCHS science credit approvals for pre-vet and plant science courses, and open enrollment requests for the 2026-27 school year. After addressing the consent agenda and approving the modified agenda, the board will shift to information and discussion items. These include district vacancies and appointments, high school under-enrolled classes in the first quarter of the 2026-27 school year, a first reading of new policy operational expectations, technical policy corrections, and an update on referendum projects. The action portion of the meeting will address the referendum budget and change events, NEOLA policy revisions, and the approval of a priority pillar. The meeting will conclude with a closed session to consider employment and compensation matters, including contractual obligations and liquidated damages, followed by a motion to adjourn. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to announce it will host Corn for a Cause Wednesday, August 26th from 2 to 6 p.m. The event will take place on Park Street, conveniently located outside the hospital's employee entrance, and is open to all members of the public who wish to support a vital local cause. This year's event invites the community to receive fresh sweet corn in exchange for a free will donation, with every dollar raised directly benefiting the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Grace. The corn has been generously donated by local Ithaca area farmers Mick and Carly Hipsch, who are contributing their harvest to support the mission of providing aid to local individuals and families impacted by cancer. To ensure a seamless experience for participants, the TRHC Grace team is offering curbside pickup. Community members can simply drive down Park Street and volunteers will be on hand to deliver the fresh corn directly to their vehicles. In order to share the bounty with as many people as possible, there is a requested limit of 3 dozen ears per person. For those looking for an extra treat, fresh kettle corn will also be available for purchase, with all proceeds from these sales also going toward Grace. Sarah Stibbe, the TRHC Grace team lead, expressed her deep gratitude for the partnership with the Hipsch family. She noted that while this marks the second year Mick has donated corn to the hospital, it's the first time the event has been expanded to include the general public. Last year's internal event was a significant success, raising nearly $1,000 from hospital employees alone. With the invitation now extended to the entire community, the team is optimistic that this year's Corn for a Cause will make an even greater impact in the fight against cancer and the support of local families. The Ramada White House in Richland Center recently marked a significant milestone in community service by successfully gathering 500 individual care packages for military service members. This initiative, which aimed to provide comfort through essentials like toiletries and personal care products, quickly evolved into a dual-purpose mission to support local needs as well. Inspired by the growing momentum of the project, the Ramada team committed to donating $1 to Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination for every care package collected, resulting in a $500 cash contribution to Grace. The Ramada White House sincerely thanks everyone who donated items, assembled packages, helped spread the word, or supported the project in any way. The Village of Spring Green Board is set to convene Wednesday, August 26th at 7 p.m. to address a comprehensive agenda ranging from seasonal community events to infrastructure upgrades. The meeting, which will be held at the Village office on North Lexington Street and accessible via Zoom, begins with a consent agenda designed to streamline routine administrative matters. Key items within this portion of the meeting include the approval of the financial report and disbursements, along with several requests for community gatherings. Notably, the board will consider the annual Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair, scheduled for June 2027, which necessitates the closure of Jefferson Street. Additionally, street closure requests for homecoming festivities at the Shed and the St. John's Fun Fest in August 2027 are on the docket for approval. Under the category of old business, the board will revisit the ongoing abatement process for the property located at 433 West Madison Street to evaluate current progress. Members will also continue their deliberations regarding proposed amendments to Ordinance 180, which governs the use of bicycles and play vehicles within the village. These discussions are part of an ongoing effort to ensure local regulations remain current and effective for public safety. The new business segment of the meeting features several significant agreements and infrastructure projects. The board is expected to discuss and potentially act on the police school liaison officer agreement with the River Valley School District, reinforcing the partnership between local law enforcement and educational institutions. Infrastructure remains a priority as the board reviews a professional services agreement with Jewell Associates Engineers for the proposed reconstruction of South Peterson Street. Furthermore, the maintenance of public facilities will be addressed through a proposal to replace the municipal pool filter. The meeting will conclude with an informative presentation by Emily Whitmore, providing the 2026 version of the library data update to keep the board apprised of local library trends and usage. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council is set to celebrate a significant dual milestone this fall, the organization's 5th anniversary and the 93rd anniversary of the nation's first watershed conservation project, a historic effort led by Coon Creek residents in the 1930s. To mark the occasion, the local nonprofit is hosting a free community celebration September 2nd at the Backham Farm in Westby. The event will feature live music, a locally sourced farm dinner, and an informative program highlighting local producers and conservation partners. All members of the community are welcome to attend. The gathering kicks off with appetizers, drinks, and music at 5:30 p.m. The program will follow at 6 p.m. with dinner served at 7. The Backham Farm is located at E6136 Jor Road in Westby. Guests are kindly encouraged to bring their own lawn chairs and picnic wear. We have two new winners in the Grace calendar drawing. Today's winners each receive $50, and those winners are Christine Tomei on ticket 2050 from Shorewood, Wisconsin, and on ticket 173, John Alexander of Richland Center. Vital statistics right after this.